And good morning or good evening, depending on where it is you guys are listening to us from. And welcome to today's episode of TGNC, titled Gays and Lesbians versus Transgenders. For those of you that this is your first time listening to our podcast, we are a talk show type of podcast, talking about all that is transgender or just as much of the transgender community that we can cover. We have three hosts with us today, along with a lovely show. We're going to start our podcast off a little differently. We normally don't read your guys' emails, but we've been finding that it's easier to do the show when we read the emails first. So that's how we will be starting off. So how was y'all's day today? Do anything fun? You're 9 to 5.
I did apartment shopping.
Find anything good?
Yeah. Not really. You know me, I'm kind of picky. I'm more leaning towards the house or like a duplex, so that's probably what I'm going to start looking for.
Alright, so we're going to go ahead and read the first email that we received from, I don't know if they're a listener or what they want to call themselves, but here goes the email. This person signed the email anonymous, and y'all will see why they decided to be anonymous. So the email starts off with, Dear TGNC, I heard you guys are doing an episode on the gay versus trannies. I used to hang out with a few back in the day, and let me say this, 90% of you guys are just men in wigs who want to trap men into thinking you are females. The reason why the gays don't like a lot of y'all is because, let's face it, you are jealous of the men we, as gay men, can get. Most of you guys are whores and are only good for spreading your legs. You all should be locked up in a hospital to never see daylight. Oh, and y'all are just piggybacking on our rights movement. Let's not forget that the gays started it, and now y'all want in on it. Y'all really wanna kick off this.
From that email.
I know, right? There's so much anger and hostility, and for what? You know what I mean?
It's derogatory and call a trans god. You're supposed to be part of the GBLT community, and that's how you feel? And you only hung out with a few of them. I would love to know what state you live in.
Who knows where this person's from? I mean, once again, they signed the email as anonymous, and as we all can see, there's a reason why he signed it anonymous, because quite frankly, I don't think I would want my name attached to an email like that when all you have to do is let's do a little research, Mr. Anonymous. If you go and look up a bit about the transgender history, since you want to sit there and talk about Stonewall, baby, let's talk about Stonewall. 1969 is when Stonewall happened. There was a transsexual activist named Sylvia Rivera. She's kicked off the riot by throwing a bottle at the New York City cops harassing the patrons at the Stonewall Inn. Also, let's not forget that the whole height of Stonewall was actually started by a few transsexuals at the Compton's cafeteria down in San Francisco in the Tenderloin District. Management at the Compton's cafeteria would call police to deal with the unruly table of trans people and hustlers and down and outers. When they attempted to arrest one of the drag queens, these officers were also very well known about their physical violence towards the transgender community when they would arrest them. When they attempted to arrest one of the girls, she threw coffee in his face and started the riot, which then soon spilled over into starting of the Stonewall riots. So while you want to sit there and say that your guys' rights movement, Let's not forget who started all the little rights that you guys are getting, the employment, equal opportunity employment, the gay marriage that you guys are all getting is because transsexuals and drag queens started it. Not your little fags.
We were in the front line. We took breaks, bullets, and tears and blood to thank everyone else. And y'all gonna give us our respect and our props.
Exactly. And really, if you look and you do your research, what you'll see is yes, we are listed, but really, you guys took the credit. And if anybody should be locked up or be deemed whores as a general rule, it would be the gay community. When you think of the gay community, all you know about is promiscuity. That's what you all do. You troll clubs, you troll bars, you troll the streets trying to find your next leg. And it doesn't make any sense because you do it for the fun of it. Meanwhile, transgender women, 9 times out of 10, are doing it out of necessity because they have no other choice. So morally, you guys are, you know, the worst ones.
Everyone's having sex. Why are we demonized for having sex? Damn.
Well, you know, and I do have to say this, you know, and I see it, I've seen it a lot of times when I'm reading little news articles about transsexuals and the lesbians and the gay men. I always have to sit there and pipe in that transsexuals have a mental illness, that we all belong in a mental hospital, and that we're just doing this just so we can get state-funded hormones. First of all, sweetie, the state doesn't cover my hormones. My hormones is covered by my insurance that I pay for from my legal job. And then on top of it, y'all want to sit here and talk about, oh, we belong in a mental institution. Let's not forget, boo-boo, back in the 60s and the 70s and the 40s, y'all too would be in a mental hospital. And the only way for y'all to get out was by having a lobotomy. If you don't know what a lobotomy is, then Google should be your best friend right about now.
Because really, it makes no sense that you would sit here and try to pass judgment on anybody. First of all, you wrote the letter as if you were attacking us personally. You don't know me.
Honestly,
you don't know them. We don't know you. Why are you sitting here wasting your time insulting people and provoked at that? Sure, you're giving an opinion, but your opinion is extremely hostile, and that'll get you nowhere. That's number one. Number two, personally, I think you are one of those effeminate types to be PC about it. Okay.
A fag.
And y'all don't make no sense. At least we have a reason. We are women. Why do you act the way you act? Can you answer that, Mr. Anonymous?
I just like it's funny how we have all these pride celebrations around the country saying that we're so united, we stand together as a GBLT community.
And don't even...
It is not. I mean, gay men constantly tell me, oh, you should have stayed a man. Why do you transition? You're making this dark cause harder for us. Like, excuse me.
First of all.
Getting you started on Pride. Pride has turned into nothing more than an excuse for these people to run out into the streets and blast their business in front of people's faces. People bring their children to see these things because they support us, etc., etc. They don't want to see naked men in barrels. They don't want to see bitches walking around with no tops on and stars on their nipples. They don't want to see men walking around in nothing more than a towel. You know what I mean? Show some class.
Well, and you know, it's not just that. It's not just that, but you know, the other thing that kind of irritates me about some of these younger generations that's going to, you know, these prides. Yes, I understand why we have the Pride festivals. Yes, I don't go to them because ideally, I hate to say this, but I don't feel that our community, the transgender community, is at all included. Y'all are all about the gays and the lesbians and the bisexuals. And Linnea actually has a saying about the bisexuals. I'm sorry, but if you are bisexual, you need to pick a fucking side and pick one quick.
Hello. Because you know what? I was married to one in school. You know, and it's weird because I talked to a couple of them and they tell me I hate myself for liking both sides or this, that, the other, kind of and that. And it strikes me as odd because then you bring to the question, okay, then, so then you must know that this isn't truly a choice, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder how many of these people out here in the world actually have talked to some of these people, because then they would realize that this is not a game. This is not something that you just wake up and decide, oh, you know what I'm going to do? I am going to go outside and get me some good dick. Everything out. I just don't
want to,
you know what I mean?
You know what, I hate to say this, and this is just my personal take on bisexuals is, you know, nowadays we're more accepting of the gay community. However, when we were growing up, you weren't really accepting of the gay community. So in a way, everyone was like, oh, I'm bisexual. Oh, I like women, too. When all actuality, you were more flaming than a drag queen on hormones. Sweetie, there'd be nothing bisexual about you, because all the ones that I've ever met that claim to be bisexual, the minute they saw a girl's boobs, they were buried deep. They were burying their head deep in the damn dirt.
I totally agree with you on that. That's a very good point.
You know, and you want to sit there and talk about how transsexuals are ruining the cause for, you know, gay rights. First of all, sweetie, the people that are ruining the gay rights is, yes, they're people.
Are the gay people.
Yes.
Are the gay people. Keep it real. It's them. They are ruining their own cause. They're destroying themselves and don't even realize.
You know, there's a lot of people that are for gay rights, and, you know, I have a lot of friends that are work that are gays, and, you know, I've talked to a lot of the older ones, and they sit there and they say the same thing. The one thing that really irritates them about this generation of gay people is they always have to sit there and do this in your face to the straight folk.
Yeah.
The whole, I'm queer and I'm here to stay. Oh, well, congratulations. I don't need to know about your sex life on my way to the damn grocery store.
You know, am I sleeping with you? No. Do I want to sleep with you? No. So why do I care?
It makes me so angry how you are fucking cock. You live off the lifestyle. You're fucking self.
How can
you want someone else for being different like you bitches? Bosses, it irritates the shit out of you when gay men will tell someone not to do something because it goes against the mainstream of what all gays are trying to do. It goes against the what we did, consider ourselves to be normal and trying to live as closely as being straight as possible. Fuck you for trying to get up under straight people's pussies and titties and shit. That's your prerogative. If you want to live like a little servant puppy ass dog, you do that.
Oh my gosh. Say that then.
You know, and here's the other thing. He mentioned that we're jealous of the men that they get. Sweetheart, what men are you getting?
I'm sorry to tell you.
The little trade boys?
I'm dating a straight man. Yeah, my nigga's straight. Fucking me. So,
you know, really, let's sit here and let's really discuss this part. Okay, sweetie, you're sitting here saying that transsexuals are jealous of the men you can pull. So that, which right there tells me either you're DL and you screw around with masculine men, or you're what we call, since you want to be non-politically correct and use, what's the word I'm looking for?
Derogatory terms.
Derogatory terms. So either you're on the DL or you're just simply
or
a freaking fag.
A fag. But listen, we can go even deeper into the gay culture because all gay men don't get every type of man. Because if you was a twink, you was not about to get no bear. And if you was a daddy, you was not about to get no job. And there's so many.
Hold up, wait. Stop. What?
So when gay men want to try to talk about the word jealous of them, and they get to pull themselves or you don't pull men, you all fall into your own individual motherfucking territory.
Yep.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
Yeah,
that's true. That's actually really true.
A bear, a cub, a seal, a wolf dog, they all different types. They don't mix and mingle with each other.
No, but sure don't. You're right.
The only time they sit there and mix and mingle is when they're ready to sit there and...
All of them do. Some of them like masculine bottoms. Not all feminine bottoms like feminine tops. It's just so fucking funny, you bitches are, oh.
They are so superficial, though.
They are.
That's the real, like, nutshell of it all. Y'all claim to be so nice and accepting and da-da-da-da-da, we're open to everything, but y'all are the most judgmental people on the face of this earth.
Well, and you know, it's not just that, but...
Your relationships are superficial, your lives are superficial. You go and you chase for the next popular thing, never taking the time to really enjoy a thing that you got, or a thing that you had, or a thing that you need, or a thing that you want. At the end of the day, our relationships are based on a deeper connection than that. They accept us for who we are. They see past the ignorance and see past the facade of everything that the world has tried to place upon us and see our true beauty. So do not sit here and hate. Because we can get men, all types of men, by the way.
You know, speaking of the whole superficial parts. Speaking on the whole superficial parts, you know, let's dig in and open that little wound up. Because this is something that I have to say. And so, not this long ago, when I moved in to my apartment, my next door neighbor, he moved, so I don't give a rat's ass. But he... He was a gay male, and he was dating this cheerleader type, and, you know, they met off of Grindr. Now, here's the thing, sweetie. If you're meeting people off of Grindr and BGC and Adam for Adam, and I hate to tell you this, boo-boo, but you're not going to get a relationship off of there. Most, 90% of the men on those are looking for some dick, plain and simple.
Yeah.
So, anyway, apparently they were having some troubles in their relationship. The one didn't trust the other. You know, the other one was a cheerleader, really feminine, but, you know, he had that swimmer's build body, while the other one really didn't work out as much and whatnot. And we were sitting there talking about it because he was trying to move on, but he keeps finding himself being drawn back to this other person, you know, to his ex, because they eventually split up. And so we were sitting there talking about it, and I was sitting there asking him, I'm like, well, what is it that you're attracted to when you find your mate? And you know the words that he said?
What's that?
I'm attracted to the body. So you are... You're superficial. That's exactly what it is. And I don't know why so many people sit there and base somebody just on their looks. Yeah, you know, you can have a banging-ass body, but yet you can have the most ugliest heart.
It's true. I'm in the box of rats. Hello. And you know what? And I just want to put this out there for any of our listeners. It's not that we don't like gay people or lesbians or bisexuals or any of that. What we are doing is we are pointing out the facts of the behaviors that we have observed throughout our years and obtaining the wisdom of the life.
The funny thing about lesbians is I get along with them so much better than I do with gay men.
So do I.
You know what? Only certain lesbians. The stars always try to hit on me. They're like, oh, you're passable enough. You could be my girlfriend. I'm like, no.
See, usually the only ones that I really have gotten along with are the more butch ones. There are a few lipstick lesbians that I've gotten along with, but, you know, the thing that just rubs me the wrong way about the lipstick lesbians is that they act like a lot of the gay men, too.
They do. You know, I noticed that. I was like, what is up with that?
See, the reason why I really don't care for the lipstick lesbians is because, and I hate to say it, but they're just about as bad as the fags. Because, yes, they're going to be nicey-nicey to you to your face. They're going to go shopping with you. They're going to go do this. Oh, let's go get our nails done, girl. Oh, I need a new outfit from Victoria's Secret because, you know, Danielle's coming home later tonight, and I just need to get my pussy ate some real good. So let's go do this. But yeah, you know what? As soon as you walk out that bitch's apartment, the next thing you know, she's on the phone talking mad shit about you. Oh my God, we went out to the mall. This bitch didn't have her makeup on. Her hair was looking raggedy. And rent, 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 rent.
They really do, though. That's so true.
I have an I hope, well, I personally haven't experienced that to my state, and I can't say what people do when I'm not there around them. As far as being in my face, if I had to choose between gay, lesbians, and bisexual, I'm going with the lesbians because they like me better.
See, personally, the lesbians I like are those, like, non-conforming lesbians, you know, those type of rocker type ones, you know. Like, hell yeah, they're fucking awesome. I love them. If you didn't know, I'm a rocker chick.
Well, you know, and this is the other thing that I've kind of noticed was, you know, growing, you know, when I came out on the scene, you know, not a whole lot of straight people actually hung out with the transsexuals. But the ones that I did notice that actually really, you know, are straight and, you know, didn't have an issue with the transsexuals were your punk rockers and the ones that are going to the underground raves and stuff.
Yeah, they're cool as hell. Girl, shoot, I'm telling you, back in the day, y'all know the raves and stuff, I was on it. I had fun.
You know, and I didn't, you know, some of the gay men that we hung out with, Alexis Sanchez, oops, I might have to edit that name out.
That one we can say.
I would have to say there is some gay men in my life that are, I would say, are decent.
There are some that are decent, but the ones that we used to sit there and hang out with back in the day.
People just to hear the podcast thinking that we as trans people are just bashing the GBL, like, you know, Jasmine said. I want them to.
Hold on, I bashed the trans people the other day. I told up on that ourselves.
She bashes everybody evenly.
If you know it.
You're right.
But I
know. Good out there, just the bad is always way heavier.
Yeah.
The good. There's not enough good happening to make the bad seem so minute.
Exactly.
Well, no, I mean, you know. And, you know, he wants to sit there and speak on, we're nothing but whores. Let me tell you this, sweetie. I have a friend who's, I guess you would classify him as a bear. I don't know what category he would fall into. But let's just sit there and say this. He's more of a bigger whore than any of the transsexuals I have ever met. Because the one thing that he always does is he gets on Manhunt or something, and he's always having these people sit there and send him a bus ticket, and he'll go down to Texas, to Florida, to wherever, and he'll sit there and stay there for a few months while he's laying on his back, letting them fuck him and showering him with gifts, and then the next thing you know, he's moving on to the next state.
I know a few like that, couple of
20,
but they ain't got no shame about it neither.
No, they don't.
No shame either. I mean, if you gonna do it, we'll do it. But you know what I'm saying? Ain't no need to act all scary now. You grown. You know what I'm saying? Do what you
but you know, this whole thing, this whole thing that just irritates me is this whole facade of the trannies versus the thang. Let's face it, every time we would go out to the club, the two groups that were constantly fighting, getting into fist fights and shit.
The gays.
And the trannies.
Mm-hmm.
That is a really good point. I feel like they're just haters.
You know, and then you have
the rest of the community, the queers, and all of them, which I don't quite understand. I don't know how, well, whatever. So all of them, the gays, I would have to feel, are biggest haters.
You know, you
so
have them
people
sitting there talking about, oh, you know, you have.
I was going to say, even more so than straight people, because we've gone out and met
Well, see, and here's the thing that I've noticed about a lot of the gay men, and this just goes, you know, from my experience back in the day. You know, there was one that we were sitting there staying with. Oh, Lord bless her little heart. But she had this thing where she couldn't decide which man she wants. And if she wanted your man, she'd sit there and do everything in her power to get your man. But one day, it actually happened on the 4th of July. You know, we were all planning on, we were going to go to the park or do something for the 4th of July. And, you know, Linaya got into it with her her flavor of the week or the month or whatever she was doing that week. And the next thing you know, this bitch sits there and says, I'm sorry, but, you know, he doesn't feel safe in this house, so you two are just going to have to leave. You're picking some dick over people who, let's not forget.
Hey, your rent.
Not only that, but you remember when she got her ass whipped and who saved her from
it? That's not me in the house. She called my ex. She called my ex-husband. I called not to go outside.
Yes. Well, see, her issue was she thought that she was big and bad enough to put hands on a female without having any consequences.
Hello.
But baby girl.
That's the whole little thing about that.
Baby girl walked back in that house with two black eyes and a bloody nose and a fucked up tooth.
Talking about pass the bottle.
You know, and let's not forget the time she was so afraid of Linaya, because when I just sat there and started whooshing. There went tubs. Whoosh! There went suitcases.
Packed my bags, paid $130 for a cab, and
came. She was shady.
They really do. Always, they turn their back for one day, man, or something like that. I don't
Yeah. So nobody want him. Stop it. First of all, and this is another thing that a lot of gay dudes don't understand. If he's fucking with two, he ain't our type.
Well, you know, and this is the other thing that kind of...
I'm not talking to one who likes men like that. I mean, if it's a guy that's like, hey, girlfriend, that's your thing.
Hey,
you want me to go, hey, bitch. I'm a what?
Well, you know, and that's the other thing that just...
If you want to date a sissy, go find a motherfucking sissy. You want a faggot, go find a faggot. You dating me, you're dating a woman. Get that shit straight.
And, sweetie, nobody wanted the faggot.
Right.
You know, and a little other tip that we all can learn from this girl is never use warming massage oil for lube.
Oh, my Lord. Okay, so this is a really serious tip real quick. This is kind of a squirrel moment for y'all. So
But yes, if you use warming massage oil, you're going to be jumping around the house talking about your ass is on fire. Because, sweetie, I don't know. I've never tried it as lube, but from what we saw from that bitch, she surely came running out that room.
Well, remember I told you about when I worked at that treatment center out in Utah, the little boy, and then the treatment center, the older boy, that convinced him to use icy hot.
That's icy hot.
Oh, my God. Uh-oh. That poor boy. Oh, that poor boy. I wonder what ever happened to him.
Girl, he's probably still trying to figure out why not to use icy hot as lube. Back to and this is going to tie into another throwback, but you know, let's not forget, like, you know, when we were growing up, there was this youth center, youth club that we used to go to, and the trannies and the lesbians were constantly getting into it. And I don't know what happened, but on the final day before they shut that place down, we were sitting there doing a drag show, and next thing you know, chairs are just flying, wigs are being tossed, and it was just
crazy.
That was so crazy. And, you know, and
I got bit.
You got bit, yeah. You know, and it all started.
Yeah, she bit me.
You know, and it all started because apparently. Yeah. You know, and it all started was because some lipstick lesbian was jealous because some stud was doing a performance with one of the other drag queens and felt it was too
too sexual.
Yeah. And for those of you that don't know, for those of you that don't know, mhm. Because I tell you, them lesbians are very territorial.
Extremely. That is one quality about lesbians that I kind of admire. You know what I mean? Them girls will do kind of everything in their power to make their relationship work.
Mm-hmm. They will.
Yes. I'm telling you, they will move the mountain if that's what needs to be done. You know? They do stick together, hardcore.
Yes.
That's one thing I definitely like about the
lesbians. You know, I don't think there's anything I like about the gay men. They're too much backstabbing.
True.
You know, and I hate to say this. Actually, no, I don't, because it's true. You know, I understand that, you know, even in the transgender community, we have a lot of backstabbing amongst each other, but...
True.
The gays take that backstabbing just a little too far in my book.
And the fakeness. I don't like the fakeness. Mm-hmm. I guess I can say the one thing that I kind of like about the gay people, some gay people, is their fashion sense.
Yeah. But, you know, here's the thing, though. You know, they need to get over this facade or whatever it is that they have against the transgender community, because instead of we're so busy sitting here fighting each other, when we need to be working together to reach these damn milestones that everybody's trying to reach. You know?
This is true. This is very true.
One thing I like about gay men is the drag queens. I ain't gonna lie. Ugh. I love the drag queens.
I can't stand the drag queens.
Some of the drag queens,
Some of them take their little impersonations a little too far and like really funny stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know, they're at, you know, they're working, they got their, at their,
their jobs. You know, that's what they do, people like that. Because that's another thing. We keep perpetuating these cycles of being aggressive, angry women.
We have to be. As transgender women, we have to be tougher than everybody else in the room.
Oh, I'm talking about
drag queens
trying to copy us.
Well, that's because, you know what, I hate to say this, but, you know, a lot of the transsexuals that I have met, you know, they've all gone through that stage where they try, where you're a gay man, you know you like men, and you like dressing up, but you don't know if you should take that leap of faith. And that's the other reason why there's a lot of this issue of the gay men and the drag queens versus the trannies, because, you know, at the end of the day, I hate to say it? Because I'm going to say it no matter what. At the end of the day, transsexuals had the balls to do what you couldn't do.
You gotta understand, you know, exploring your gender is a business for everyone. I mean, like I said for myself, I'm a late bloomer. I had to go through my drag queen stages for a while. And you could see the rest of this. When I went on stage, I stayed as Charissa for days after I got done performing, before I decided to take it off.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's why I feel some gay men get confused and conflicted, not understanding, because there's so many different entryways for how we come to our womanhood of understanding.
Yeah, I was going to say, I feel like I'm kind of the exception to the rule. I was a super early bloomer. By the end of elementary school, I knew exactly who I was, where I was going, what I wanted to do. I just had to wait to grow up to do it.
Well, see, you know, and a lot of us go through that. I mean, I remember when I was in elementary school, I was really uncomfortable with myself because I couldn't figure out, you know, why I liked, you know, boys versus the girls, why I felt more feminine than other boys. I mean, even in junior high, I sat there and tried to take up football, and sweetheart, no, I didn't. Trust me, I was laughed off the football field because I could not throw, catch, or do nothing.
Well, you know, I feel like I was kind of lucky. You know, I had an older sister that was already in high school. So, like, when I went to talk to her about stuff, she knew, you know what I mean, what mm-hmm. to say, how to say it. But she kept me safe and was like, look, honey, you know, remember, we are how our family is. We're a black family. They're not going to understand. So try to keep it under wraps as long as possible. Little did we know, it only lasted until 10, but hey. Worth a shot.
You know, but I think what a lot of these gay men need to do is, you know, before you sit there and put down another person inside the community, maybe you should do a little bit of research about it.
True. And go and meet somebody. You know what I mean? And I don't mean meet those types that you're talking about, because they, and this is the thing that you have to understand. There are those of us that are comfortable within the stereotype, and then there are those of us that aren't. Those of us that aren't are the ones that you need to talk to, because we are the ones that go about things the correct way.
Well, good luck trying to find them, because
et cetera.
A lot of the girls like that, they don't go out to the bars or the clubs or anything like that.
That's true.
I don't know the last time I've been out to a fucking bar.
I haven't been to a bar since Halloween. Went to an all-black club. Everybody stared at my white boyfriend.
I don't know when the last time I was at the bar, because I just go down to the liquor store to get my liquor. And I party at home.
That's what my friend's house is, yeah. That's about it.
Unless it's like a super special occasion, you know, like a birthday or anniversary or New Year's.
I know, because it's just, we can keep ranting and raving about the GBL versus the P, and we're trying to loop it back into more positive notes, but bitch, we can't find no positive.
I know, that's the whole thing about it. You know, we've done research, looked online, and between the three of us looking on umpteen different sites, we found nothing.
Well, and, you know, and it's, there's really nothing, there's really no positive. I mean, you can go onto BGC and go into the forms, and, you know, they have specific forms, you know, for each type of, you know, whether you're a twink, or if you're DL, or if you're a transsexual. And, you know, it never fails, you know, back when I was on that site, it never failed. You go into the transsexual side, you have girls sitting there trying to talk about hormones and, you know, facial feminization surgeries. And then you have the fags always constantly coming, oh, bitch, you need to get this done because your face look as hard as a rock. Or, sweetheart, you need to stop doing this because you looking like Mattel just made you.
It kind of sounds like part of the whole old day gene is that they are just
bitchy.
Full of animosity. What'd you call it? Bitchy?
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah, that's exactly it. They just can't help it. It's...
You know, and I don't, this is the whole thing, I never really understood what the whole animosity was about. Just hold that damn thought for a second.
Just text me, text me.
A lot of them are jealous. I think they want to be women too, and they just don't got the pussy to do it, bitches. They don't fall in the city.
Well, it can be that, or it could be the fact that they had hard lives, et cetera, et cetera. But, and this is something that I've learned, you know, moving from coast to coast, is that everybody got a hard life. That's the whole thing about it. And the gay people on the East Coast feel like they're owed something. The gay people on the West Coast feel like the world can't touch them. Gay people in the north are hateful because it's cold, and the little straight guys and stuff out here don't want to deal with them, and every other gay man up here has been passed around between all of them. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Down in the south, the gay men are terrified. That's why they're so damn spiteful, because they don't know what they're going to do, who's going to find out, what's going to happen when they find out. You know what I mean? It's just one of those things, and I feel like they feel like they're alone in it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. They really do.
And that's not it at all. You know what I mean? I mean, sure, maybe with their own people, they're alone in it, because, as we said, they're extremely untrustworthy. But, and I don't mean untrustworthy as in they'll steal from you, et cetera, et cetera. I'm just saying, you know, you tell them a secret,
if you don't betray, you gotta describe something with this type of body, that type of hair.
Yeah.
If you don't look that gay, you're not part of the gay straight. Put it this way, if you're gay and you have never been to the white party in Miami, you're not a real gay.
You're not a real gay.
That's what I've been told by gays. If you have not been to a white party, you are not a real gay.
Or ever partied on Miami Beach, gone to the naked gay beach in Miami.
The white party is not all what it's cracked up to be. All the meth crystal head bitches in that party.
Well, and let's not forget about the stupid black and white parties that they always have. You know, I'm sorry,
now,
but
wait a minute. I went to a black party and it was kind of cute. An all black party, it was kind of cute. I was
digging. I want to go to an all black party.
Are you talking about black people or black clothes? It's all black clothes, girl. You're so silly. It's like an all white party, but all black.
Oh, okay.
You know, actually, what I would really think that would be kind of cool if we ever could pull it off, we should do a TGNC-sponsored white party Or not white party, but black and white party.
Oh, now see, that would be... Are white and black and white? Can we do, like, purple or, like...
Wait a minute now. Girl, you know my hair is blue. I can't wear purple. Don't you want me to walk around like a blueberry? I'm just saying. Talk about purple, girl. No, now.
You know, but I think that would be really cool if we could. I mean, although I highly doubt that we'd be able to get Laverne Cox to show up, or, you know, Chaz or Whoopi or anybody, but.
I don't know. We could try. We could definitely try.
How are we going to try?
So if anybody listening,
it's not like you have Laverne Cox's number in the back of your phone.
Hey, you don't know that. Remember, she worked for the organization that organized for that girl to go and get. She must not be named.
I used to right here, the Trans Youth Support Network. We might be close, but I still have a connection. I have talked to Laverne before about CC. Sorry to keep ringing her up.
She must not be named.
Look, this is not Harry Potter.
Everyone has their own feelings in that situation. I'm sorry, but.
Well, then, you know what? If you have the connections, then why don't you get a hold of Miss Cox and we can have her featured on one of our podcasts? Because I'd like to hear
there
what she has
know.
To say.
Now, that might be a little bit more difficult to me because, you know, she's in the public eye and I am not about to give her no opinion anything. She's about to come talk and, you know, I can't pay you to come to my show where we're trying to do the same thing.
What show does she have?
It's not about a show she has. I mean, don't get me wrong. She is in the Orange is the New Black. However, right now she's getting paid to go talk to these schools, that school, getting paid to do this show, get magazines. She's about her money right now. But I'm not mad at her. You want to do your thing. But
well, then tell her to donate some money to us and take it off on her taxes.
Hello. She'll get it back.
Once they get up there, they forget to look back and actually help us without, this is how much I charge. Excuse me, bitch, we were in this together before we were making money. Now that you got a little coin in your pocket, you think you're doing it big.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a business card and you want to talk about how much you charge per hour? It should be a
Candyland, your fantasy.
Honor that your community remembers she would want you to come back and do what you used to do as it was not like you was, like you just been there and just been missing for a little while.
You know, I think what these people need to do, you know, in retrospect to the email that we received, you know, it's just you need to do some research before you open your mouth. Ideally, that's what you should do.
Because ignorance breeds stupidity, which breeds bigotry.
Mm-hmm.
You can quote me on that.
Well, it's true though. You know, it's just one of those. There's no need for all the hostility and whatnot. There's really not. You know, we're all supposed to be in this together, but yet we're divided. You know, united, what's that saying? United we stand, divided we fall.
And the sad part is it's not even like we're divided into each, you know, letter of the acronym. You know what I mean? We are divided even amongst our own groups and amongst our own people.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's like everyone has their own little clique.
I don't know.
That is what just made, that was exactly what I wanted to bring up earlier. You just reminded me. That is something that I really hate about the GLBTQ community and why I don't necessarily identify with any of that is because they act like they're high school students.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Even those ones that go to college and get a good job, when they ain't at that job, they act like, and shoot, half the time they're at the job, they act like high school students.
Well, have you ever met a gay male flight attendant? It's like high school all over again.
But, right. It's so true. And it's so sad.
I just want to say that, to the email is like, he only knows a couple of trans people, and he shouldn't have judged all of us because of a couple of experiences that he had. Which I would say I need to try to work on myself with that, with the GBL, and not judge them all myself. But, ooh, y'all make it so hard.
They do.
Like,
they really do. It really is hard to not always sit there and keep grouping them into the same category, because it never fails. You meet one, you get close to one, and you find out later on down the road that they're just like all the others. They're just too busy, too tooting and beep beeping around. You know,
I'm trying to be neutral and preach more love and understanding, but goddamn it, it's hard.
It's
hard as fuck.
You know, it truly, truly is. And it's just one of those that it's like, you know what? Fuck it all. Because, I mean, it's never going to change. Because, you know, just like, I'm pretty sure, just like with the gay community, they do the same thing that we do in the trans community, where we have our own house and, you know, you have mama and daddy and whatnot. And it's like, you know, until the gays and the transsexuals actually really mingle outside of the club and, you know, their whore zone, you know, you're never really going to get to know them. And, you know, just because you hung out with two or three transsexuals, that really means that, you know, all of them are like that. Sweetie, just because the people you hung out with were whores and were doped up all the time and whatnot, doesn't mean that every single transsexual is like that. There are some of us out there who have our own job, who have our own place, that's not on drugs and whatnot.
No, I'm starting to get moody. I want to cry. I want to yell. I want to cut someone. I want to shoot something. I want to burn shit down. I'm feeling the type of way.
Well, ladies and gentlemen from the GBL community, my name is Linnea, and I would like to personally send an invitation out to you. If you have listened to this entire podcast and feel that there's a misunderstanding, a gap, or a lack of information within our community, let's heal this. Let's bridge it. Let's find a way to find a common ground and understand each other and actually be united like we say we are when we throw these pride festivals around the country. Other than that, I love you. I'll pray for you, and thank you for listening.
What did y'all think?
I don't know what the fuck to say.
Welcome to the world of podcasting, girl. Half of it is on the spot.
Exactly.
So, what is next week's episode? That's what I should have said. Tune in next week for
I don't know. We really haven't came up with what we're going to talk about for next week. You know?
Well, we could do transgender and transgression.
Yeah, moving back to us. Let's talk about us. Let's get some hormone sessions out there. Let's talk
about
surgery. Yes, let's actually start talking about these things that didn't look at us. Actually, you know what I really want to talk about? Let's talk about transgender, transsexual, transvestites, and all of that so people can understand. Why do they throw all that shit in our category? Why can't they get their own fucking letters?
I don't know, right?
Well, I thought they fell under the Q and I part. Because every year it seems like they keep adding letters. It goes from LGBT to LGBTQ to LGBTQABCD.
Right.